Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the outset, let me express my delegation's gratitude for your tireless efforts throughout the past year and assure you once again of our full cooperation and support. We're certain that your able guidance will steer us successfully through this week's important deliberations. Ireland would like to add some remarks in a national capacity to those which will be delivered later by the European Union on our behalf. We welcome the progress made on all pillars of the Convention since the Maputo Review Conference. While we acknowledge that challenges persist, we remain firm in our belief that the vision of a world free of anti-personnel landmines is possible and within reach. We are nearing the end of the road, but as we have heard today, more work needs to be done in order to achieve our goal of absolute zero. Universalisation remains a significant challenge, and Ireland urges non-state parties to join the Convention and to refrain, as a minimum, from the use and transfer of anti-personnel mines pending formal adherence. We welcome the many commitments that non-state parties have made in this respect. We are encouraged by the significant progress that has been achieved in clearance, and we warmly congratulate Mozambique for becoming mine-free after years of hard work. Article 5 obligations remain a central tenet for achieving our shared goal of a world free of anti-personnel landmines. However, requests for extensions on Article 5 obligations are testimony to the continued challenges some state parties face in meeting their obligations. Ireland remains concerned that in a small number of cases, there has been a lack of specific details and timelines in requests. We would like to stress the importance of transparency and accuracy in communications and reporting, including under Article 7. Deadlines for reporting and mine clearance are key legal obligations under the Convention. Mr. President, the presence of landmines, including anti-personnel mines, constitutes a threat to human security and a serious impediment to development and rehabilitation in post-conflict societies. Moreover, as increasingly witnessed by a variety of actors, landmines pose an often insurmountable obstacle to humanitarian operations, denying access to populations in need. Clearing landmines not only prevents further human casualties, but also frees entire communities from fear, thus paving the way for reconstruction, development, agricultural production, and business opportunities. In recognition of this, Ireland includes mine action activities in our ongoing development partnerships. We have recently committed 4 million for humanitarian, that's euro, for humanitarian demining in Afghanistan, Somaliland and Zimbabwe. As a member of the Committee on Article 5 implementation, we will continue to engage proactively in assisting states to implement their obligations under this article. A major achievement of this Convention remains its commitment to victims and survivors. Those affected by landmines include not only the direct victims, but also their families and communities, and all those who continue to live in fear of unexploded landmines. Efforts to provide victim assistance must consist of nationally led processes, with the full and effective participation of landmine survivors and affected communities. Such efforts must take into account not only gendered impact of the use of anti-personnel mines, but also women's agency as a powerful force for change. In conclusion, Mr. President, Ireland wishes to acknowledge the extraordinary collaboration which exists between the Convention and the International Committee of the Red Cross, the International Campaign to Ban Landmines, and other civil society organisations. In this context, we also strongly commend the work of the ISU, to which we were pleased to give a voluntary contribution earlier this year. We are confident that starting from this year's meeting, we will be able to move gradually towards a fairer and more sustainable financial model for the Convention. We look forward to working constructively with the incoming presidency and states parties in this direction. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.